present Episode 10 in the Green Valley Line, a story of a backcountry railroad in the America of 35 years ago. In our last episode, Morristown people were celebrating the victory of the old 1010 in the mail run and the awarding of the big mail contract, which will bring much-needed revenue to the Green Valley. Suddenly, in the midst of the merriment at the town hall, comes the alarm of fire. The Green Valley roundhouse is ablaze. The crowd breaks up and streams over to the railroad yards where men work frantically to rescue the burning engines.
Boy, it's a fast fire, Spider.
Sure it is. And now I wonder where they got that old 1010.
Here, the old 1010's in the fire shop. They're not trying to save her. I'm going in to get her.
Hey, hold on, Mickey. Catch hold of him, Spider.
Hey, listen, you can't go in there, Mickey.
I can't, Ed. Stand out of me way or I'll bet you over the head.
Yeah, cut that out. Cut
it out. Hey, quit that, Mickey, and talk sense now. You can't get that engine out by yourself.
Well, then why don't you do something? I'll not stand here and see the old engine destroyed.
Just a minute now. Hold on. You got any ideas, Spider?
Sure. The steam up on the 590. I can crawl in through the pit and hook a chain under the drawbar of the 1010. I can make it, Slim.
Okay, hop onto the 590, Mickey, and back her down.
I will that, but for the love of heaven, hurry with you.
All right, then, Spider. But take care now.
I'll leave her to me. I keep this coat over my head. Where's the end of that chain?
There you are. Now, take it easy, Spider.
Sure, you make faster the drawbar to 590. Here we go.
Okay, Mickey. Hold her a minute till I get this chain hooked on.
Sure, I'll hold. Give me the signal, hit your wrist. All right, Mickey, come back easy. Hold her, Mickey, that's close enough. All right, can you see anything in Spider?
Oh, too much smoke. Look out, here he comes now. Here, Spider, you hook on the 1010.
Sure, tighten on that chain. Take her easy.
All right, Mickey, easy now.
Easy now. I couldn't get to the handbrake. You'll have to drag her.
Gosh, that cable only holds.
Keep her going, Mickey. Pull on her.
Gosh, here she comes. She's all afire. Get those fire hoses working.
Praise the Lord, we saved.
Run her ahead under the score track. Hey, Wilson! Take the 590 and push those coaches out on the main line.
How about the other engine?
All out now, Spider. How are you feeling?
Oh, got me lungs full of smoke in there. Gosh, I was out for a minute, but I managed to hook onto that drawbar.
That's good. Well.
Get back, all of you!
Look out.
Beat it, Slim!
Look out.
Hold
on.
There she goes. Lucky we got them engines out.
I'd like to know how that fire started, Spider.
Guess you'll have to keep on wondering. But I couldn't mind betting that they never started by accident.
Well, they picked a good night when everybody but a couple of wipers were away to celebration. By the way, I wonder where Pop Harkness got to.
Bill, Spider, hurry.
Yes?
What's the matter? What's wrong?
Pop Harkness. He was caught by falling timber back up by the roundhouse.
Aren't you don't
trying
where
to get him out.
Come on, Spider. Hurry up. Hello? Is that the Morristown Hospital? This is Reed speaking from the superintendent's office. Yes. How's Mr. Harkness this morning? What? No change. Is Miss Carrie Graham there? Yes. Put her on. I want to speak to her. Hello? Good morning. Have you seen Pop this morning? Is he any better? What? Not much chance. Oh, gosh. Well, Mickey and Spider and I are in the office with... And we're mighty anxious. Oh, you're coming over. How soon? 5 minutes? All right, I'll wait here. Goodbye.
What's the news? What is it? Oh,
darn, boys, I don't know. It looks bad.
Huh?
His chest is pretty badly crushed.
Oh,
they're going to operate again this morning.
Oh, say, Slim. Do you think there's any hope?
Not much, I guess, Spider.
He got it. That'll be an awful shock for the Green Valley people if we lose Pop Harkness.
Well, we've just got to keep on hoping, that's all.
Say, Slim. What's this all about them men quitting the Green Valley? Is it true?
Yes, pretty close to 50 men asked for their time this morning. They were all CK&W men.
Oh, shucks. That's the best thing that ever happened, Slim. They was all working against the Green Valley.
That's right enough, Spider, but it puts us in a mighty bad spot with the fall rush coming.
But listen, they can't quit us overnight like that, can they?
Yes, they can. They were loaned us by the CK&W. They can be recalled by their own company at 24 hours' notice. And that's just what happened.
No, that's mighty bad, so it is. What are you going to do, sir, Mr. Reed?
Oh, well, for the time being, Mickey, I'll admit I'm pretty badly stalled.
Hey, listen, you ain't going to let that opposition outfit get your goat, are you, Slim?
No chance, Spider, but look at the situation. The roundhouse burns down on us.
Yes?
Ties up our engine repairs for Lord knows how long.
Sure.
Then this morning we lose half our operating force.
That's it?
We have that new mail contractor, Buck, starting tomorrow, and...
Well, and what's the odds? Sure, we'll pay them.
Yes, but... It's not at all certain the Green Valley people will leave me to run the whole system.
Hey, listen. After the way you pulled off that mail contractor to Cinch, you're ace high with the Green Valley folks.
But don't forget, I'm the son of the man who runs the opposition
road.
I
know that.
And my own father's behind all this trouble we're having.
I know.
Well, big hurry, they're holding a meeting downtown right now. And pretty soon we'll know if they want you or not.
Sure, and if they vote for me to carry on, believe me, I'll give the old man the biggest battle he ever tied into.
Attaboy, Slim. That's
all right, now. I sent for you, too, because I can trust you. Oh. Have you got any ideas about getting men to fill these vacancies?
Of course. Now listen to me.
Hold on just a minute. I got an idea.
For mercy's sake, help to him, will you? Don't pay no attention to him, Mr. Reed. Sure, he's just a boomer.
A boomer, is it? Sure, I'm a boomer. But I've worked on every road from Canada to Mexico. And when it comes to hiring railroad men, I'm the boy that can tell you where to find them.
What do you mean, Spider?
Ah, listen here. This here valley's full of old railroad men that drifted in here and took up land. Shucks, there's lots of them. There's old Cracker Nielsen up at Sunnyside. Used to pull the Midnight Limited out of Chicago.
No, Bigari, the boy has struck into the idea. But about old Crackers, he's the best engineer that ever pulled a whistle for.
I say he is.
Oh, well, barring myself.
Oh, how he hates himself.
Sure.
And there's Bricky Monahan. Him that was dispatching for the K&M.
Yeah?
Sure, he'd be tickled pink to be pounding a key again. Oh, shucks. I could name you a couple of dozen good railroad men right here in the Green Valley.
You think we could get them, Spider?
Could we get them? Say, if they know there was jobs are going around here, they'd be here fighting for the sign-up.
Right. Let's get busy, then.
Now, just let me get to that phone. Hello. Hello. Say, get me Cracker Nielsen's ranch up at Sunnyside. Sure. J.H. Nielsen. What? Oh, I ain't got no numbers. Say, now, listen, dear sister. Get busy. This is important. On the level it. Sure. All right. Okay. Hello. Hello. Ah, good morning, Jigger, you old son of a gun. Say, listen. All the CK&W men walked out on us this morning. Yeah, they did, sure. The super told me to call you. There's a bunch of boys up there, ain't they? Sure. We need hogheads, tallypots, trainmen, engineers, anything that works on a railroad. There's about 50 of them gone. Yeah, sure. Sure. See what you can do, Cracker, old scout. Okay, fine. See you this afternoon.
What's he say, Spider?
Oh, what did I tell you? He's coming in. He's going to rustle up a few of the boys, and they'll be in on 72.
Good work. Now, listen, I've got to get busy. You two clear out now, and say, Spider.
Yeah?
Use the phone in Cronin's office.
All
Call
right.
up anybody you know of that has railroad experience.
I'll do that.
Tell them to come and see me pronto, understand?
I do.
And say, Mickey, I may have some good news for you and Spider this afternoon.
Yeah.
Something better than running the yard engine. How's that?
Oh, huh? Fine.
Fine, me boy. Come on, Spider, let's be going.
Yes, sure. So long, Slim. Oh, say, here. There's somebody here who wants to see you.
All right, so long, boys.
So long.
Oh, good morning. Well, won't you come in?
I've just come from the hospital.
Yes? Anything new? Did you see Pop?
Oh, yes. I was with him for a few minutes. There's no change. Just what I told you on the phone. He's very weak.
Was he conscious?
Yes, but he couldn't talk at all. Just lay there and smiled. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, now, I've got a couple of messages for you.
For me?
Yes, one's from Father. The directors met this morning. They approved your appointment of acting superintendent of the Green Valley unanimously.
Gosh, thanks for letting me know it. It sort of settles things.
Yes, and I've got a message from Pop. He wrote it himself. Just a couple of sentences.
Let me see it.
Here you are. Better read it.
Keep everything rolling, Bill. And I want you and Carrie to be friends. Signed, Pop. Gosh. Keep everything rolling. I'll sure do the best I can. But about the second part, I don't know. It's mostly up to you.
Oh, goodness, don't make me feel any more ashamed than I am. I'll admit, I did hate you, but, well, with all this terrible trouble happening and no Pop lying there in the hospital fighting for his life, it seems rather silly to be quarreling.
That's how it looks to me, too. How about it, then?
Well,
better shake hands and bury the old hatchet, hadn't we?
All right, Bill.
All right, Carrie. Fine, that's a go then.
Where's Miller today?
You mean the superintendent's clerk? Oh, he quit us yesterday with the rest of the opposition gang.
I see. I was wondering why everything was in such a mess. Track and maintenance sheets not posted, traffic reports piling up. My goodness.
Hey, what do you know about traffic reports?
Why, didn't you know? This used to be my job. I was in here for 3 years before I went east to college.
You were in here? You mean you were clerk to Pop Harkness?
Of course. I used to handle everything. Train wire and all.
Jumping Caesar, what a break. Say, listen. How'd you like to come back to your old job?
Oh, I just love it. Oh, no. No, I don't mean that. I mean, I wouldn't like it at all.
All right, I heard you the first time.
Oh, but I couldn't really.
Oh, now, you wouldn't see us stuck, would you?
Well, no. I'd do anything for the Green Valley, but it's quite impossible. Well, at least you'll have to speak to Father. Well, what's the joke?
Oh, nothing. But for a minute, it sounded as if we were making another kind of a bargain.
I don't think that's funny at all.
All right, I'm sorry. But listen here now. I'll be up at the house tonight. I'm going to talk to your father. And if he gives the okay... Well, you've got a job, young woman.
Well, maybe.
No, maybe about it. There's a pile of work to do. We've got to dig up $150,000 to meet those mortgages this fall.
Ooh, that means a lot of hustling.
Yes, but there's lots of freight offering. I've got the promise of 5 trains of fruit from California as a trial. See this rough schedule here I've been working out?
Uh-huh.
It's a secret schedule for the fruit trains. I'm going to shoot them through by night. Wouldn't the dear old opposition like to get hold of this schedule?
I suppose they would. Oh, by the way, there's a woman waiting to see you.
A woman? Who is she?
A reporter or something.
All right, shoot her in.
Will you come this way?
Thanks. Mr. Reed?
Yes?
I'm Jane Ferguson, Kansas City Messenger.
I see. Sit down, Miss Ferguson. What can I do for you?
Well, there's been a lot of news breaking around here lately. My paper wired me to drop in on you.
Well, what do you want to know?
I got the story on the mail run. But this fire last night's going to be a big loss, isn't it?
No, you can tell your paper the loss is fully covered. We start rebuilding this afternoon.
Fast work. Mm-hmm. Now, we understand the Green Valley has a big mortgage payment to meet this fall.
Right.
Going to be able to make it?
Sure, you can say the Green Valley's prepared to meet its obligations in full.
Oh, well, that's fine. Now, Mr. Reed, a more personal matter.
Yes?
The fact that your father is the owner of the opposition road and, well, that you're leading the fight against his company is big news. Quite a human interest angle, eh? Got anything to say about that?
Not a thing. That's my business, and that's all I can give you today. Drop in again sometime.
Well, okay. Much obliged to you, Mr. Reed. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, you certainly disposed of her in a hurry. Nice work, Mr. Reed.
Oh, don't mention it, Miss Graham. I'm like that.
Oh, gracious, look!
What's the matter?
The secret schedule.
What?
It was on that table. That woman was sitting there. She had her notebook over it. It's gone. She's got it.
Jumping Jiminy, so she has.
Another shot from the enemy. With old Pop Harkness in the hospital and Bill Reed playing a lone hand, it's going to be tougher than ever. We promise you some real action in the next few episodes of The Green Valley Line.